One of the things that I think is important is to know that this resolution is aimed at broadening the support for the resolution dealing with the president's plan. We want to make sure that it has broad appeal. We've now just recently, in the last hour or two, circulated drafts. I've been talking to a number of my colleagues, many of whom have an interest in being supportive. Obviously, they want to look at the language and study it, and they are. But I think it's important to send a strong message to the White House, and it's a stronger message when it has significant bipartisan support to be able to do that. This resolution will really, I think, be a very strong message to the White House. Now, the content is more inclusive of the Iraq Study Group and their recommendations, and steers clear of any partisan rhetoric as part of it. Senator Warner has explained the contents of it. Obviously, you'll all have some questions regarding it. But I think that at the end of the day, this will be looked at as the bipartisan resolution dealing with the president's plan to deal with a surge or increasing the Iraqi the U.S. military's strength in Iraq, and particularly in Baghdad.